Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. So thankful that you've chosen to join us on this Wednesday as we look once again at relationships. We're going to be in this relationships series for 6 weeks. And today we're looking at confession as it relates to relationships. And so to do that, we need to be reminded just a bit of what we talked about on Sunday. And so in Genesis 1, we saw how God is in a relationship with himself in the other members of the Trinity. Right? So God is one and yet made up of three. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so it is out of this unity, out of this community, that God then creates us. He says, let us make man in our own image. And so we are then made out of community and therefore made for community. And we've talked about that over the past couple of days. Now, what we see also, though, is that while initially there was in God's initial creation, perfect unity, and there was harmony because sin did not yet enter the world, we then have the first sin, which happens in Genesis chapter 3. We actually spent quite a bit of time in Genesis 3 because it explains why relationships can be so difficult, why it is that relationships can be so hard, why it is that there's such pain. And so in Genesis 3, we see that Eve is deceived by Satan, but Adam's right there too. So he's also to blame here. They reject God's authoritative command. And when this happens, a shattering of relationship actually takes place. It's really fascinating to look at this passage through the lens or through the filter of, if you will, of relationships. What we see is that suddenly there is a distancing and there's a separation. God now has to expel Adam and Eve from the garden. So there's a separation from God. What we also see is that there's relational tension that takes place. God created Eve out of man because there wasn't a suitable helper for Adam. But what we see in this is that Adam is in no way the ruler over Eve. Eve is not created from Adam's head. She is not created from his feet that he would trample over her and from his head that she would rule over him. Eve is created out of his rib in the middle. And Matthew Henry, one of the great Bible commentators and scholars, makes that point, which I thought was just so good. And so initially, in God's design, there was not supposed to be this tension, not supposed to be this relational difficulty, but now because of sin, tension has entered, pain, conflict has entered. And so then we have to ask, okay, so we still live in a fallen, broken world. So does that mean we are hopeless or helpless in this venue or field of relationships? Like, is it possible for us to have healthy marriages, healthy family dynamics, healthy friendships? Is it possible to have health in relationships, even though sin still exists in the world? And of course, Jesus is the only way that we can have relational health. We have to first be restored in our vertical relationship. And I know, I think Cale talked about that yesterday in this dynamic between the vertical and the horizontal relationships. And then we need to follow Jesus's lead. And so our text today is Ephesians 4, 23. Ephesians 4, 2 and 3, I should say. So it says this, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You see, the only way that we can have unity in the Spirit is if we have the Spirit. And as we saw in Romans 8, the only way for us to have the Spirit is through faith in Christ. And so for us to have relational unity, we need to go to Jesus and say, Jesus, would you give me what I need in order to live in unity with other people, brothers and sisters in Christ, or those who don't belong to Jesus? And maybe we haven't been doing that. Maybe we haven't been looking to Jesus for the unity that we're longing for. Maybe we've been living outside of the commands of Jesus. And as a result, we're experiencing relational difficulty. And so what we're going to do for the rest of our time this morning is just spend some time in confession, to take time to confess before God how we have fallen short in the area of relationships. And so I can give you some examples of what this might look like. And these are also written down in your app, the devotional content within the app. And so it can go something like this, right? God, I confess that there are times that I choose to have other priorities over pursuing an active relationship with you, right? That we confess that we don't always emphasize and prioritize our vertical relationship, and that therefore then leads to a disorientation in our horizontal relationships. And so, God, we ask that you would forgive us and that we would really set our hearts on you. Another prayer might look like, Lord, I do not always interact with people in love or pursue unity with others in a peaceful way. In fact, there are maybe times that I do the opposite. And so would you remind me, God, of what you say in Ephesians 4, 2, and 3, that we need to seek unity in the Spirit, that we need to bear with one another in love, that we need to act with humility, gentleness, patience. And only you can do that in us, Jesus, by the power of your Spirit. And so I don't know what it is for you, but maybe just take some time to confess to the Lord. I'm going to kick us off in that. And so we can pray. I'm going to, again, start. I want to say thanks again for joining us on the Drivecast. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, we do confess the moments and the times in our lives where we are forgetting our vertical relationship with you, and that's then revealing itself horizontally in tension or difficulty with others. And so we desire to be a people who follow your lead, Jesus. And so would you make us humble? Would you make us gentle? Would you make us patient? Would you allow us by the power of your Spirit to bear with one another in love? We can't do this on our own. We trust you to do it. We praise you for the work that you do within us. We love you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.